which brings us to agenda item number two, permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections and a staff recommendation for approval. These are so-called page two items. Mr. Nyker.
You did my introduction for me.
I try to be efficient.
Okay. Yes, we've got several page two items, so please bear with me as I read through them. Henry County Public Service Authority is requesting authorization to modify their existing subaqueous permit and install three water intake structures, 145 linear feet of gabion baskets, place 2,750 cubic yards of riprap on 1,220 square feet of subaqueous bottom, and utilize a temporary cofferdam during the construction activities at their existing Henry County Public Service Authority Upper River Water Filtration Plant that's located along the Smith River, downstream of Philpott Dam and Town Creek in Henry County. Corman Branch Joint Venture is requesting authorization to widen the existing westbound and eastbound bridge crossings over the Chickahominy River on Interstate 64 within the existing VDOT right-of-way between exits 200 and 205 in New Kent and Henrico counties. Staff's recommending approval with the condition that the permit be transferred to VDOT upon completion of the project and the inclusion of our standard in-stream work conditions. Mineral Milling Company is requesting authorization to demolish and replace an existing grain conveyor to include sheet pile retaining walls and pile-supported marine foundations, to switch block platforms, two winch platforms, and a new conveyor tower platform and belt system to facilitate improvements to their existing grain loading facility situated along the Potomac River in the town of West Point. On this one, staff is recommending approval with an in-stream work time of year restriction from February 15 to June 30 to protect anadromous fish and a royalty of $7,816 for the encroachment of the new grain conveyor and mooring facility over approximately 3,908 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot. The City of Virginia Beach is requesting to nourish approximately 3,700 linear feet of the existing Croatan Beach shoreline to a maximum distance of 300 feet channelward of mean low water between Rudy Inlet to the north and Camp Pendleton to the south along the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. Approximately 230,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand will be truck hauled to the beach from an upland sand quarry. Finally, James City Service Authority is requesting authorization to install a raw water intake pipe structure consisting of three 36-diameter pipes extending approximately 480 linear feet into the Chickahominy River near its confluence with Gordon Creek, and a 16-inch diameter brine concentrate discharge pipe structure extending approximately 800 feet channelward of mean low water and situated immediately upstream of the Route 5 bridge crossing along the Chickahominy River, adjacent to county-owned property at the Chickahominy Riverfront Park in James City County. Staff is recommending approval of this project with the following special conditions. Prior to construction activities, the permittee will submit for VMRC approval detailed construction plans detailing the installation techniques for both the intake and outfall structures, including erosion and sediment control plans and details on any proposed cofferdams. Permittee agrees to a time of year restriction on all in-stream construction work from February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish species, and from August 1 through November 30 to protect federally endangered Atlantic sturgeon. Permittee agrees to construct and operate the water intake structure with 1 millimeter screen slots and a maximum through slot velocity of 0.25 feet per second, as shown on the application drawings. The permittee agrees to coordinate with the Virginia Department of Transportation as construction plans are developed due to the proximity of the outfall pipe and the structure to the state Route 5 bridge crossing over the Chickahominy. Should air burst to control intake fouling prove to be inadequate, The permittee agrees to submit plans for alternative or additional biofouling techniques to the MRC for review and approval prior to their installation. And finally, prior to installation of the intake and outfall structures authorized herein, the permittee agrees to implement or fund one or more waterway blockage removal projects or fish passage projects to restore anadromous fish habitat to a minimum of 1/2 mile of waterway within the Chickahominy River watershed. The mitigation projects selected shall be evaluated and approved by commission staff and shall not exceed $75,000. The permittee further agrees the funding for the mitigation project shall be confirmed or the specified project completed 6 months prior to the initiation of the project construction authorized herein. Such confirmation shall be provided in writing to the Marine Resources Commission. That's all I've got. It's a long one. Happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from the commission?
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
This last one, what is the purpose of this? I mean, they're going to draw water from the Chick, and then it looks like they want to put saltier water back in. For what?
For drinking water. It's going to be a reverse osmosis facility. And basically, a lot of localities right now are under pressure from DEQ to get off of the aquifer and look for alternate water sources. And we're going to see several of these down the road.
Mr. Neal, there is a significant issue with water drainage out of the aquifer in the peninsula here. This is one of the necessary projects to recharge that aquifer over time here by drawing from surface water here under appropriate conditions.
And that's fine. No one in here has explained why this was going on. But it is a little interesting. We're doing it from the Chickahominy, which was under keystone advisories forever. But I guess the health department says it's okay. That was my question. I just want to know what the purpose of this was.
Mrs. Everett.
May I ask, regarding the same item, how VIMS is comfortable with the special conditions, or does this meet your...
Lawburnell VIMS, Ms. Everett, yes. We weren't engaged in the creation of the special conditions, but we did some advising on that. And it's not us to say yay or nay on what we think a condition is from the commission, not to stand in judgment of that. We did recommend consideration of compensatory mitigation, and that was fulfilled through this, yes.
Okay. So this meets what you all think is important to protect the resources.
Given the species that are vulnerable and the life stages that are vulnerable, the conditions do address compensating and mitigating for some of those, yes.
Okay.
That's what you.
Other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these five matters? Anyone? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. These matters are now before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Any action?
Move to approve page two items.
Second.
Motion by Mr. France to approve these five page two items as presented, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously, and these are approved.